A new study is confirming what many have already known. The pandemic has more people turning to alcohol to cope with stress. But health experts say too much drinking can weaken the body's immune response to COVID-19. That's all we needed to hear. But we're going to hear more with our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, taking a closer look. Marie?
And Paul, this study was conducted by the Harris Poll and commissioned by the Irish biopharmaceutical company, Alkermes. The study found 1 in 5 Americans consuming an unhealthy amount of alcohol in the last year and a half. About 17% of the respondents reported heavy drinking in the last 30 days. So heavy drinking is defined as having 2 heavy drinking days in a single week, at least twice in the previous 30 days. A heavy drinking day, defined as 4 or more drinks containing alcohol for women and 5 or more drinks containing alcohol for men. One health official said almost 90% of individuals with substance abuse or some sort of substance disorder are not in treatment. 3 in 10 say they continue to drink despite it making them feel depressed or anxious. And that, of course, adds to other health problems. About 1 in 4 reported they continue to drink after experiencing a memory blackout. More than 1 in 5 experienced withdrawal symptoms when they stopped drinking. And over half of the survey respondents who reported heavy drinking said someone had expressed concern to them about their drinking. Among this group, nearly 4 in 5 said that it was a family member who expressed that concern. This is nothing new. Several other studies have suggested Americans are buying more alcohol and drinking more frequently during the pandemic. A RAND Corporation study last fall found that the frequency of alcohol consumption rose in the U.S. 14% compared with before the pandemic. What's interesting about that study was that women in particular increased drinking days by 41%. Stress of world events and anxiety about the future can cause more drinking or exacerbate symptoms of drinking problems. This they saw after 9/11, Hurricane Katrina. And this survey, Paul, also found that the concern of friends and family is often the catalyst for people to seek help.
Well, you know, I can tell you this. When more people are trying to figure out which booze is the healthiest booze, drink, it's probably because we're drinking much booze. And I'm not going to lie. I hate that expression because I've actually been lying right up until now. But right now, I'm not going to lie, and that is I've been asking about tequila because I heard it was the healthiest booze to drink. So I never had to worry about that before because I wasn't drinking that much.
Yeah. Yep. And, of course, people say, you know, oh, red wine, you know, you're supposed to drink red wine. It's very good for you. But, you know, moderation in all things, right, Paul? And I think that's probably the key takeaway here. When we're talking about heavy drinking, it was defined as having 2 heavy drinking days in the last 30 days. That's defined as 4 or more drinks containing alcohol for women and 5 or more drinks containing alcohol for men. That's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. And I know that we have fooled ourselves into thinking, especially red wine, because it's good for us. I know you were drinking red wine around the house when you were 6 or 7 in a good Italian household. But anyway, she doesn't react. Marie, she's going to let that go.
It was true. So what can I say?
Wow. I thought I was shooting young just to get your... Okay,
no.
But in a lot of families, that took place. And it happens still to this day in other countries, and they seem to handle it. But we started to convince ourselves that a little red wine with dinner was good for us. And it is. But when you pick the bottle up and it's empty,
yeah,
and it's just you... Just you drinking it, or you and your loved one drinking it, and the bottle is empty, that's a lot of wine every night with dinner.
That is a lot of wine, absolutely. And you know, you joked about my Italian culture, but you know, in some cultures, that is very true. You know, drinking wine at dinner was not a big thing. So, and we grew up that way. But that is,
and you didn't have trouble. You did not have people over drinking, stumbling around drunk, or any of that.
In fact, nobody. We've talked about this in our family. There's nobody, knock on wood, in the family that has a problem, thank goodness. So, but I don't know, is that something genetic in our culture? I don't know. But this particular thing, the pandemic, has pushed people to the level of stress that so many have never experienced before, that they're turning to self-medication. And that's a sad thing. And so people are turning to drinking heavy alcohol really frequently in a month, and that's what is of great concern.
And we'll close this conversation. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and ultimately, as you said in the lead, doctors are saying that can prevent you from fighting COVID if you were to get it.
That's the point. That's what we began with, that people are turning to alcohol to cope with pandemic stress, and at the same time, if you're drinking copious amounts of alcohol, they're finding it weakens the body's immune response to COVID-19.
Right.
So you're cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, nobody wants to go around like that without a nose. The face.
Yeah, that's an ugly thought.
I beat you to that punch.
All right. that'll be the next commercial for Don't Smoke. They're going to start showing people without noses, and it's going to be too much. I can't take those commercials as it is. Hey, I don't smoke cigarettes. I never have. Stop freaking me out with those commercials. Anyway.
They're tough. I agree with you.
They are tough.